everybody, and welcome to my podcast, Fulfillment in Faith. I am your host, Shannon Bondor, and I am a best-selling author, mentor, mindset and manifesting coach, and public speaker. Today's episode is a continuation of my series, You Are Not the Only One. I was brought forth to do this series because during my healing from my addiction to alcohol, there were so many times that the universe had brought me to silence. And during those times is when I learned so many things about myself and I was guided. I was guided to talk openly about my past, my abuse, my addiction, and to speak my truth. From those moments of silence is when we learn, we grow, we teach, and then we help others. Today, my very special guest is Jocelyn Willis. How are you, Jocelyn? How are you?
Hi, I'm well. How are you?
Excellent. So Jocelyn, first off, I want to say thank you for being a part of this series, You Are Not the Only One, because I know that you have a very, very special story that you want to share with us that brought you to your silence. So if you can tell my audience just a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and then you can go right into sharing your story with all of us.
All right, wonderful. Well, my name is Jocelyn Willis, and I am a native of Fort Worth, Texas. I was born here, but raised in the Bay Area of Pittsburgh, California. That's in Northern California. And I am a motivational speaker as well as an educator. I do a little bit of everything, whole entrepreneurship with doing hair, to just helping people share their voice, share their stories, and help giving them hope to be able to get to that place of healing. So that's what I do also with my nonprofit, Sisters with Stories Incorporated. I am a product of an environment that was grounded in poverty. I grew up in a single parent home with my mother and one older brother. And in the midst of growing up in that atmosphere, I ended up sexually assaulted by someone in my home, which was my mother's boyfriend, who later became her husband. And I was just about 5 years old, about five, getting ready to turn six. And I was sexually assaulted in my home, threatened in my home. And those sexual traumas happened from the time I was five until I was 11. I relocated to Northern California where the abuse continued. And while all of the abuse was happening, that's when my silence surfaced, and friends of mine were assaulted as well. So this man was a serial rapist. He was raping a lot of children in the neighborhood, raping children in church, preaching God's word, and assaulting children. And so that's pretty much the meat of my story. After the abuse was one thing. And after that came the depression, the isolation, the anger, the rage, just not trusting people, not believing in myself, not feeling confident in myself. And I held on to that until I was about 23. And having night terrors, traumas, smells from triggers, sounds from triggers, and just pretty much not wanting to live. And I would have dreams of wanting to die. And wanting God to pretty much take my life, but he didn't. I started going to church. And when I started going to church, that was when I felt a little freedom, but it wasn't enough. So there was something else that I felt like I had to do. So that's when I decided to go get counseling. That helped a little bit, but also writing. So writing became a form of therapeutic healing for me. So I would write about my pain. I would write about the anger. I would write about the abuse. I would write about threats. And so I did that. When I did that, and then being in church and having people pour into me, speaking life over me, it was like God was letting me know that I'm going to set you free from a lot of things that you've gone through. And he actually did that. And it took some time and didn't happen instantly. And I ended up writing a book about my story and my life. I would write poetry to help me with getting out some of my anger, because I was angry for so long and I was silent for so long. I didn't trust. I didn't believe that I was capable. I didn't feel like I was worthy. I didn't feel like I was, I meant anything in this world. So, that followed me for a long time. And it wasn't until I started believing things that God would say about me and positive things other people would say about me, because there was so much negativity from my past that haunted me. And once I decided to release those things, surrender those things. And that's when my silence will come forth and I will begin to speak and talk about my hurt, talk about my pain. And then others will begin to follow. And I ended up helping other people do the same thing with sharing their story so that they too cannot stay in their silence and suffer in their silence. And so here we are.
Can I ask your stepfather, whatever happened to him?
He's still incarcerated to this day. He never got charged for the assault that he did to me, but he got charged for a couple of other children that he raped in the Northern California area. He was never charged for what he did to me because my mother mentioned to me that she felt like he was already in prison and she felt like she didn't have to press charges because she just felt like he was already locked up. But as I became an adult and I found that out, that was really hard for me to digest that because in my mind, I'm thinking, why did you press charges? So yeah, he's still incarcerated to this day.
Wow. Wow. And what is your relationship like with your mother?
Oh, she's deceased now.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry. Wow. Okay. Through that whole process, which is very overwhelming, what did you learn from that whole process and experience that you went through? And there, I can imagine there are so many experiences and things that you learned. But what is the one thing that means the most to you?
The most that I've learned from all of the what I went through was that I'm not built to break. And I am more than a conqueror. And I have very thick skin, and I just know that I can weather storms and I can overcome and I can help other people to encourage them and let them know that if I did it, they can do it too. So that's what I've learned from my abuse.
Absolutely. When the audience hears this, what is it that you want someone who's going through this experience to know, that you can guide them and help them in any particular way?
Yes, if anyone is find themselves in a situation that if they're being assaulted, whether it's domestic violence, whether it's verbally, physically, sexually, whatever it is, I just feel like I'm here to let you know that it's okay to share. It's okay to speak up because silence isn't golden. It's okay to stand up in your story because you're not the only one. And I believe you, because a lot of times people don't, they feel like people don't believe what they say. And a lot of times survivors are in that place. Like if I speak up, no one is going to believe me, but there are people that are out there that will believe you. So I just encourage them to speak up, share their story, because if it's a wound, if you're hurting, if it's bandaged and if it's not uncovered, it can't get healed. So you have to share it. You have to speak about it in order to be able to heal. So the healing process can begin and freedom and liberty can be your portion.
Yeah, that's absolutely the truth. Cause I know with me, I suppressed my abuse for years and it will come out one way or the other. And unfortunately mine came out through an addiction. So yes, very, very good advice. You have got to start speaking about it. And it also helps to save other people's lives as well. Right.
Yes. So,
Jocelyn, where are you now in your life? How is it that you are helping others? If you can go more into depth on that, because, you know, anybody that's listening to this, there's probably going to be a lot of people in your area that are going to be listening to this podcast. So explain to them how they can reach out to you or come to, you know, you speak about this openly. So where can all that take place for them to reach you?
Yes, I can be contacted via email at jocelynjwillis24@gmail.com or on my website at jocelynjwillis.com. I can be reached on those outlets or any social media outlet under jocelynjwillis24. That's where I can be reached.
Okay, excellent, excellent. So is there any final words that you would like to say to anybody?
Yes, I would like to say that I am at a place of continuing to heal because there's layers to healing. It's just not one. It's just not one layer. It's multiple layers. And I'm here to let you know that if it's possible for me, it's possible for you. No matter how tough that it may be right now, no matter where you are in your pain, know that you can get to a place of stop, of pressing pause on your pain and just press stop on it. Because we want you to get to a place of healing just where I am today. It's possible for me, and I know it's possible for you.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100% because I've walked that journey as well. And you're right. You don't just heal and it's done. We are like onions. And you know what? There's always going to be something that's going to come up. There's always going to be a trigger. And then we have to learn to deal with it. We have to talk about it. And then we go on from there, right? So absolutely excellent advice. Thank you so much, Jocelyn, for being on my podcast. I'm so blessed and I'm so glad that you are a part of my journey. So thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
And in closing, I just want to let the audience know too that any of the information that Jocelyn has given me is going to be in the podcast notes as well. So all you have to do is go onto the podcast, scroll down to the notes, and that's where everything is for you to reach out to her if that is what your desire is. Also, in closing, if you like this podcast, I ask that you please subscribe and that you also tell your friends. I invite you to go to my website, shannonmondor.com, and check it out and look at my one-on-one coaching and my Fulfillment in Faith coaching program, which is a 6-month personal development program, which will absolutely change your life. And I want to just let everybody know too that this was a very nice interview. I'm so glad once again that you are definitely a part of my journey now. And I want to thank everybody for listening, and everybody just have an absolutely wonderful day. Thank you. I want to say thank you for sharing this time with me. And don't forget to subscribe so you receive every episode. And please share this podcast with others. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram. And if you would like more information on my mindset and manifesting coaching, go to shannonmondor.com. Until next episode, blessings to all, and thank you for being a part of my journey.